Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Now, the NBA is absolutely wild. Like, you don't know where guys are going.
Russell Westbrook is going to Houston.
Russell Westbrook will get traded.
Dale Arnold.
I was wrong. Wrong.
Hashtag Rich Keefe
was right.
Right again. Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Again, all my stuff is based off of movies that I've seen.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Andy Hart in for Dale. And much of the talk in the first hour of the show, we're looking at the NBA and all the movement that has gone on there and all these new, like, super duos. Not really super teams anymore, but just these superstar pairings.
Tandems.
Across the league. Tandems. Kemba Walker, Tatum is what we came up with for the Celtics.
I don't think
you're not really married to that, are you?
No, and you don't sound like you are either. You don't say it with authority.
No, like the other ones are, you got two, you know, right. All NBA guys.
Because you can't even decide if it is Tatum. No. I guess everybody's hope
that's
is
what
it's
landed,
Tatum. Though. Some of us believe it could be Miles Turner.
Yeah. No, nobody,
shot blocker.
Nobody believes that. Taco Fall, perhaps.
Then help him up.
Could, oh, my God, it's so bad.
Or it Taco Fall, stinks. Pick it up and eat it. 5-second rule. No.
No, that was awful.
Oh, you're awful.
That was
better than Fitzy. He said the Celtics should have
even here.
Wings and taco night. And he's an actual comedian.
Well, that's okay. That's a good
paid
line.
Paid comedian.
That's a good line.
Also likes to dabble in the old grandpa's cough syrup on the air.
Yeah, I noticed that during the golf tournament.
Well, you probably would have been drunk if you had been on the air that day, correct?
If I was on the air, probably, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was not.
Sounds like everybody had a grand old time at the golf
You should have gone. It was a good time.
I wasn't invited. No, I had to work. Somebody's got to work and keep this ship sailing.
That's a good point. That is definitely
full
true.
Full speed ahead. EEI.
NFL.com. That's right, Andy.
That's NFL, our slogan now, you know. Did you get the t-shirt?
I did get the new t-shirt. It looks good. I like the logo and the font.
You went 2XL. I agree.
You know, just to grow into it, maybe.
Yeah, you don't have much growing to do. Go ahead.
NFL triplets. That, of course, is the quarterback, the running back, and pass catcher. So we're kind of fudging that a little bit. So it could be some tight ends on this list.
Correct.
And what they did was they took everybody's starter at each position or whatever, I guess, your best pass catcher, whoever they determined was the best pass catcher. And then they ranked them all 1 through 32.
Right.
And then they added that number up and there's your list.
And they used a point system. So if you're 1, you get 32 points.
Right.
If you're 2, you get 31 on all the way.
And out. Like, so if you have really good depth, that doesn't help you here.
No.
It's just strictly.
Celtics would not do well in this.
No, they
this
wouldn't.
Point system.
So coming, for example, number 32 on the list, the team with the dead last trio, the Miami Dolphins. Josh Rosen, Kenyon Drake, Kenny Stills.
Yeah, I don't think we need to talk much about that. I agree with the ranking.
That is pretty bad. The Buffalo Bills are 30. Josh Allen, LeSean McCoy, Zay Jones.
See, they get hurt because LeSean McCoy, not what he used to be. That's a name that you feel like would rank higher.
Not even close.
He stinks now.
No,
he not
isn't.
Good.
The New York Jets, all the way up at 21.
Le'Veon Bell.
Sam Darnold, Le'Veon Bell, Robbie Anderson.
That's one, if you are a positive person like me. So we're every other hour, I think I'm positive now for the Jets.
This is another positive hour.
Sam Darnold will be much higher potentially later in the year.
He could be.
On the come.
The New England Patriots come in at
42.
Number 7. Number 7 on the list. They go with Tom Brady, Sony Michel, Julian Edelman. Tom Brady, according to them, is the 4th best quarterback in the NFL.
Now, did you add in the part that the author has two categories for quarterbacks?
He does.
One of which is statistics, which is fine. Rank them.
Yeah.
The other is guy I'd like to have for a single
for
game.
For whom I would like to have for a game.
Right now.
And his one game ranking, he's number 1.
Right.
So I was like, okay.
Not coming off a great Super Bowl, though.
No, he's not.
And that was one game.
But he won it.
He did.
He won it.
Did he win it?
Yes.
Or did others help him win it more?
It's a team sport, Andy. Everybody's always helping everybody.
It is. Good
Just
point.
Like here. just like
here. That's right.
The team sport.
One hand washes the other.
Sony Michel, the 19th running back. Do you like that? Is that right?
Without doing, I think that's probably decent.
I think that's probably fair.
As a, again, like Darnold, you as a Patriots fan, hope that it's probably higher.
Right.
If he starts catching the ball a little bit and maybe having some, I don't know, breakaway runs,
could
big
happen.
Plays.
Could happen.
He is also, the arrow's pointing upward, assuming.
Yes. You're a big stock watch guy.
Yeah, I'm a big stock watch
His
guy.
Stock
arrow
is up.
Pointing up, assuming he can get slash stay healthy.
Julian Edelman, 17th, according to this. So you add it all together, and they are the 7th best trio.
Julian Edelman's 17th, so they're 16 receivers better than him. That's probably accurate. That's probably fair.
Probably right. I could see him as high as 10.
Top 10 receiver, Rich Keith,
11.
Top 10 receiver, Julian Edelman.
Just outside of the
future
top
Hall of Famer, Super
nope,
Bowl
never
MVP,
been there.
Julian Edelman.
So and if you are interested, number 5 was the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 4, the Green
Bay
Packers.
We got to talk about the Chiefs for a second.
They get
a little screwed.
Yeah, they do.
Because they take Kelsey as the pass catcher.
Well, Kelsey.
Yeah, I say it differently.
So Tyreek Hill's not even on
doesn't
this.
Get counted. They get no credit for Tyreek Hill.
He's one of the receivers better than Edelman.
Arguably the most difficult player to defend in the National Football League, right?
On and off the field.
And he doesn't come into account in this list.
Nope.
Okay.
Because they gave the tiebreaker to Kelsey, and they ranked him 8th as the eighth best pass catcher in the league. Mahomes, they put number 1. Damian Williams is 28. So out of the running backs, that's what they knocked them all the way down. But they're 5th. The Green Bay Packers are 4th, also with a bad running back, but Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Cleveland Browns are number 3. With obviously Baker Mayfield, they go Nick Chubb because he'll start the year.
Correct.
Kareem Hunt's hurt, and then Odell Beckham Jr.
And that, to me, is putting a lot of stock in Baker Mayfield.
A lot, yeah.
Coming off his rookie season where he was good. Don't
he
get me wrong.
Really
down
good.
The stretch, he was good.
So you don't think he's the 9th best quarterback in the league? That's
I just
what
think
ranked.
You're putting a lot of eggs in that basket.
All right. The Los Angeles Chargers are number 2, although Melvin Gordon doesn't want to be there anymore.
So he is not there. Yeah. He's not going to play, he said. So therefore, he's out of it.
Well, that's what he said. So that's going to be a little bit tough. And then number 1, the New Orleans Saints with Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, and Michael Thomas.
I think that's actually pretty fair.
I think that one's good.
And the only question is if Drew Brees hits the cliff that everybody thinks these guys are going to hit.
Yeah, I think he will. I think he has a much better chance. If you just look at some of his numbers, like second half of the season numbers from last year, I would predict a bad season from Brees before I would for Brady for this year.
I would as well, although he has better talent around him. He has a true number 1 receiver, a great running back, in a horrific ESPY speech. Did you hear him the other night?
You know, believe it or not, I missed the whole thing.
Shouldn't you keep up with these things? You're a sports radio host.
I'm going to ask you this.
Every important person in sports was there.
Why would anybody talk about the ESPYs?
Because they had 4 hours to fill and they were doing live radio the next day?
So
that'd be my answer.
So when were the ESPYs?
Wednesday.
So on Thursday, people talked about the ESPYs?
Of course. James and Hart on a Thursday.
Come on. But seriously. What did you really talk about?
No, we talked a little bit about the ESPYs.
Yeah, I think they're ridiculous.
Gronk was there with this strange award where they called it a moment, but it was a career recognition award for him.
No, I don't mind that they do it because they're trying to fill the sports
Rob
schedule.
Mendes.
What?
Rob Mendes.
Who's that?
You should know him.
I don't know him.
He is a high school football coach with no arms and no legs.
Okay.
In a wheelchair who very much likes Tom Brady.
Well, good for him. I'm glad he got his moment. That's very important. That's very nice.
It was a very good show.
That is very good.
Do you know who won the Arthur Ashe Award? Another person?
Bill Russell.
Look,
I heard about
that.
I knew that ahead of time. There wasn't like you had to tune in to find out who won. Like,
Patriots got screwed for Team of the Year. The women's soccer team.
Okay,
had been
we're not
the team
rehashing
like
the ESPYs. I don't care.
You asked.
No, I don't care.
You asked me.
It was on TV. I chose not to watch it. I decided to watch something else.
Playing video games.
Stranger Things season 3.
EA Select Start.
So let me just get this straight. If you could choose between playing video games and watching the ESPYs, you would choose the ESPYs.
Just answer. Which video game?
Anyone you want. It's
Crash
your choice.
Bandicoot?
Sure.
I like Crash Bandicoot.
All right, good.
Back in the day.
Good. At least we can finally get to some of
But I felt
here.
As a sports talk radio host this week, I should watch
the
ESPYs.
Anyway, fine. Best triplets, according to this, that's the term we're using.
Right. So the Saints. The Saints are the best current triplet.
Best all time. Which team did you say, wow, that is a quarterback, running back, receiver, that is the best trio ever?
Probably the Dallas Cowboys, where
Aikman,
you have
Smith, Irvin.
Right.
Probably.
Hall of Famers, Super Bowl winners, really good. I brought up as a counterpoint the Steelers.
Oh, like back old school Steelers?
Yes. Although Bradshaw, I think, kind of is what he is.
I think
Hall of Famers, though, three of them.
The team that the Patriots beat for their first Super Bowl, Kurt Warner, MVP, Hall of Famer, Marshall Faulk, MVP, Hall of Famer, Isaac Bruce or Torrey Holt, pick one, probably Isaac Bruce at that point. Is he in the Hall of Fame or is he on his way to the Hall of Fame? He's like a semifinalist every year.
I don't think he's in.
But those other two guys, like, that's a ridiculous.
But they're not Hall of Famers.
Well, two of them are,
for sure. Like the criteria here is you have to have three Hall of Famers.
What about Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed?
That's a good trio.
That's a really good trio.
Not exactly winners. Their rings don't match up
They're not losers, are they? It's a little harsh.
Well, if you don't win, you're a loser.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're the first loser.
Second place?
Peyton, Edgerrin James, and Marvin Harrison.
See, I do
not like
that.
That's a pretty good trio. What do you mean?
I think
they are the epitome
of modern, soft, indoor stat accumulator.
The second
types.
Best quarterback of all time.
I was going to say that's the number one. That's the
says
that's
who?
That's what the Saints
Pretty
are.
Pretty sure that's not a fact that he's the second best quarterback of all time.
Yeah, it's
that's
my
an
fact.
Opinion.
It's his. It's Shime, Bernard. It's a Pollard, Shime fact.
Bernard Pollard says he's number one.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Helping my argument.
Well, that's a good point.
So we were trying to come up with the best,
like the best
Patriot. Triplet of all time.
And by the way,
in regards to this year, if you think Gronk is coming back, how does that change the ranking? He is coming back, by the way.
I don't think so. What did they have Edelman as again? They had him as like the
16th,
17th, 17th best pass catcher.
Gronk is better than the pass catcher.
After last year?
With the game on the line last year,
that's
he
not
was
one of the
freaking
things.
Awesome.
Oh, the one game of whom I may want a tight end for?
The tight end in the AFC title game in the Super Bowl, he won you both those games.
Yeah, that's true.
So Gronk still got a little something. Plus, by the way,
it moves up.
Coming off a nice, relaxing summer, doesn't have to go to training camp, lost a little weight, a little bounce in his step.
That's true.
Limber and just bouncing around the field making plays.
That's true.
So they're better triplets with Gronk.
I guess that would help him. But I feel like the Patriots always had, over the last 20 years, let's say, because you can go back further if you want, but over the last 20 years, the best running back they ever had was Corey Dillon.
Easy. Franchise record, 1,600 yards, boom.
But who was the best receiver that year?
Was
it Deion Branch? So Brady, Branch, Dillon.
Pretty good.
It is really good, but not like all time.
You also
have one
to
Hall
say,
of Famer.
What exactly did you think of Brady at that point? He was really good.
That's another big part
But he
of
had
it.
Not ascended to 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, the stat machine that he was
become
a couple years
later.
Yeah,
he's not like the 07 guy.
Right. And then in 07.
Brady Moss, Maroney.
Yeah, see, they kind of have two, not three. They're a duo, not a super team.
Or like the modern time, like the last 5 years when Gronk was at his best, some of those years, who was the running back?
Brady, Gronk, and
Sammy Morris.
Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis.
Right. Like you're not really.
Unless you include
Stephen Ridley.
We can't include the pass catcher, right? We can't say James White.
I think you could. You could put him as a running back, but he'd rank pretty low compared to other running backs.
Right. Well, they didn't have a great running back.
No, they didn't. So that's
Sony
that's
Michelle.
Always the thing
Might
that's
be Sony Michelle.
Let me throw one at you.
Shane Vereen.
What about Drew Bledsoe, Curtis Martin, Terry Glenn?
I don't hate it.
That's a pretty good trio.
Now you have one Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
One Pro Bowl quarterback with big numbers.
Right.
And one guy who had some great seasons but never lived up to it.
Right.
Can
you
mix
put Coates in
Ben Coates?
Yeah, you put Coates in there.
I think you
Not bad.
Add to the credibility of the trio.
That's not too bad. Let's go back to the phones here. It's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday.
Yes.
We've talked about a little bit of everything here so far. Let's go to David in Florida. He wants to talk about the Red Sox. What's up, David?
Greetings.
Greetings.
What's up?
I got something about the Sox that I'm just about to understand, and then NBA.
Okay.
All right. So the best pitcher for the Red Sox, the best pitcher for the first half of the season has obviously been Price. Now, they're eight games out of first place, so they're both two or three games out of the wild card.
Yep, two.
So why in the world would you not start Price the first game of the second half and try and maximize his appearances? I mean, you had 4 or 5 days off, so he's all rested. Why? Explain that to me. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. Maybe they have some formula for it, I'm sure. He's starting the third game against the Dodgers, and then that means he's going to be starting, I think, the first game against the Baltimore series. I don't know. Maybe they don't want him to pitch against Toronto for some reason. I have no idea. But how is that going to make a difference? He's still going to start the same number of games the rest of the way.
Well, not necessarily.
So that's what you're upset about, is that David Price isn't starting tonight?
it just, there's so many, well, there's so many little things. I've complained all season for God knows how long that I just don't understand many of the decisions.
Well, you probably know you're going to, the bullpen is rested. You're probably going to use more of the bullpen tonight with Rodriguez, and then hopefully Price, you don't have to use him that much on Sunday.
But why use the bullpen if you don't have to? I mean, you start with your number one, you go with your number, I mean, it just doesn't.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really bother me, but go ahead.
It doesn't make sense. But, you know, NBA.
Yeah.
NBA, I mean, I'm gonna just say something that's very bold and daunting, but I think the NBA is in dire straits. It's going to go back with another 10 years. You're going to see something similar to the pre-Larry, pre-Magic years. The players right now think
they're on cocaine?
No,
I don't think that's what it is.
They're just so unorganized. They think they run the league. They think they're so entitled. They think they can sit down and make any deal they want. I mean, players are
so what do you think is going to happen? You think the fans are going to not care or something?
Yep. You're not going to have any loyalty. You're not going to have any passion.
So that's what you think. So you think the fans are going to check out because players can leave their teams?
Yes.
But as soon as they show up at their team, don't you think they're right back in?
You're going to see a lot of quote-unquote pink hats. You're going to see a lot of, you guys are good and have two stars. I'm going to be there, but no, I'm not coming.
Kevin Walker shows up. Everybody's feeling great again.
Yeah, you replaced one star with another star.
That's how you do it.
Not everywhere. What did OKC do?
They did that, actually,
replaced
for a minute.
Three stars with draft picks that aren't even coming to fruition for another 6 years.
But Kevin Durant left them, and did they sit on their thumbs? Nope, they went out and got Paul George.
No, but this is sort of a new phenomenon. It has really reached a breaking point, a saturation point in this player movement, player control.
And like maybe he's right. Maybe
one phone
years.
Call. I want Westbrook. Westbrook, come with me. Let's go.
But don't you think interest in the league is at maybe an all-time high right now?
Right now.
People
right
love
now.
It. Okay. So we got to wait and see.
Are there legs to this? Is this sustainable, and is it something that breeds any form of loyalty with a fan base where you give teams the benefit of the doubt and, I'm keeping my season tickets. I'm going again. I know we're rebuilding a little bit here, but it'll pay off.
I don't think
it will.
But for example, Danny Ainge was doing that to the Celtics anyway. He was trading guys all the time. So it wasn't their say, but hey, Isaiah Thomas, that was great. See you later. Oh, Jay Crowder, we like you for a second. Gone. All these guys, even Pierce Garnett and not Allen, he left on his own, but Pierce Garnett, Rondo, Doc Rivers, he ended up trading all of those guys. Those were all things that the GM did.
For a long-term traditional team building philosophy and plan, right? Not just herky-jerky, instant gratification. Yeah. Well, this guy's coming, that guy's going.
Win now.
Are the Celtics in win now?
They are... in win sooner rather than later.
By the way, they're promising, or there's the potential for more roster moves. Like, in the modern NBA, that roster move can't be ho-hum, I signed the lone big man that's still available. Now, when you're asking for fireworks. Remember they used that phrase?
Oh, yeah.
Was that 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Fireworks?
Yeah.
Well, the bar for what is fireworks, roster moves, has been greatly elevated.
It's aggressive now.
You can't just, I'm going to use my mid-level exemption.
Listen, they got Kemba Walker, though. That qualifies.
Does it?
Fireworks is all NBA. That's good.
Right. Is he better or worse than the guy he's replacing?
I think the total package could be better.
Oh, chemistry?
Yeah.
Addition
did
by subtraction.
Did you not think chemistry mattered last year?
I got the memo. Addition by subtraction.
Do you think chemistry had any kind of factor in the team last year?
No. There's no ill will there. Brad said it this week. No ill will towards anyone.
That's a good point.
There's nothing anyone could have done.
No, that's a good point. They're fine.
Right.
They were fine. They should have just brought the whole team back. Let's go to Mark in the car on the Celtics. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. I'm telling you, this summer league's been a blast to watch.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you, Mark. And people would make fun of me for watching the summer league, and I don't care. That's okay. I can take it. But they have the draft picks from this year. You throw in Taco Fall. You're bringing back the Time Lord. I'm with you. It's been a fun four games.
But it's encouraging. I mean, they're moving the ball like they've been playing together for a year. The efforts there. I mean, I thought Williams was a dominant player last night. That doesn't mean I think he's going to come in and play 25 minutes a game and average a double double.
Right.
You know, between him and Edwards, the other Williams. I mean, I think there's some potential significant contributors here. I'm not saying all stars here, but you know, I can see Edwards being that 10 to 15 minute Nate Robinson kind of guy. You're right. I just think it's been fun to watch. I think it's encouraging. These guys seem to play the right way, and I think they're going to have some guys who can contribute. I think they did a good job by sending a little bit of a message by getting rid of Yabusele. I mean,
right.
I think it's all good. I think Taco, I mean, How can you not invest some development time in the guy?
Love
Taco. It's all good.
It is all good, Mark. And thanks for the call. I think the one thing with Summer League is you can't tell who can play in the league, but you can tell who can't.
Okay.
So if you're like a first-round pick and you show up and you average 20 points per game in the Summer League, okay, good. You pass like a test.
First test.
But if you show up and you're off, there's like a very small list of guys. It might be like one or two. I think it was Aaron Gordon might have been one of them who struggled in Summer League and then eventually turned into a pretty good player. Usually it is, if you can't handle it with all these guys who are going to be in the G League in Europe, then you don't belong here. So the fact that Carson Edwards can score a little bit, Grant Williams and Time Lord and Taco have all looked good here and there, that's promising. That means maybe they can make the team. Like, let's start with that. Like,
right.
Do they make the team? Then do they get into the rotation? Do they contribute? And yeah, I think a couple of the guys might have a chance of that.
So give me that list. Rank them in order. Guys you've seen. You've watched all four games.
Yes. Well, I'll be honest. Bits and pieces of all four games.
Give me the top three guys and their roles that could come to fruition for an actual NBA game, not these little fun little exhibitions.
To the last caller's point, I think Carson Edwards is a intriguing guy where he could come off the bench and maybe play 10 to 15 minutes. He'd give you a little score, depending on what the second unit looks like, maybe give you a little bit of scoring, like a Nate Robinson. Maybe even, like, this is best case scenario, would be like early career Isaiah Thomas. Like when he was on some of those other teams and he was like sort of a spark, that might be shooting high, but he had some like monster games in the tournament, and I think he looks like an NBA player. Grant Williams is probably going to have to play. Like, based on their current roster, like, you have Enes Kanter, and you have, what else do you have for, like, established big men? So I think there's a role for Grant Williams that maybe he's sort of like a guy that can come in, rebound, defend a little bit. And then Time Lord will be on the team. I have no faith in him.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if he's all there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he seems a little aloof.
Well, he lost his wallet, and then he missed a flight.
Yeah, like, all that stuff. Like, that's not a great sign.
He's still holding that against him.
A little bit.
Me too.
I don't think that's going to really help him out. Taco is, like, we talk about him a lot. I hope he's on the team, and hopefully you put him out there for, like,
he's
a second.
He's not going to be on the team. Glenn Ordway has convinced me he will not be on the team.
He might. What if you did this? You put him out there. You win the opening tap just to get the momentum. You call timeout, you take him out, your ball.
So this is lacrosse now. You have a face-off specialist, and he gets off.
He's the jump ball guy.
Fogo.
He's the jump ball guy.
Jump ball and get off the court.
And then Romeo Langford hasn't played yet. He was their first-round pick. He's a guy that should have some sort of role on the team. So, yeah, like it was a fun little run, and you just hope that some of these guys can be like the 9th, 10th, 11th guys in the roster.
I was going to say.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
I personally believe if you spend any time on your midday show moving forward as the season unfolds,
it's a
talking
falls
about
count anywhere Friday.
Summer League games and guys that have come from the Summer League, Celtics are in trouble.
Did I mention that the falls count anywhere?
Because you should be talking about Kemba Walker. You should be talking about Jason Tatum taking a year three jump. Jaylen Brown. Gordon Hayward looks like he's back because those guys may be nice stories.
Yeah.
But the season will not be greatly affected at all by them.
That is,
it's my Miles
true.
Turner trade that are really going to allow them to turn the corner.
Let's find out what Andy Hart is going to be watching this weekend.
Ooh.
Big sports weekend, potentially. The Red Sox are back.
How many sentences have you had that started with just gusto and just really
kind of pattered out? Or
you're really struggling.
I hit the cats at four.
Petered out.
It's been a long week. It's a Friday.
Has it? You've been here twice.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't do much.
I had the golf tournament,
though. I carried you today.
I'm still sore from the golf tournament.
Who carried you the other day?
You know what's funny? The golf tournament, I'm a horrible golfer, and it was best ball.
Yes.
We used.
Never used yours?
No, we used way too many of mine. We used
so
a ton
of
my shots.
Bad foursome?
Yeah, well, we start, and a couple of guys go, I hope you're good. I'm like,
I'm not.
And they're like, oh, great. I mean, we had a lot of fun. It was a great time
Drank
out there.
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, I think we finished like 8 under because, again, it's best ball.
Right.
But that was nowhere near.
Yeah, if it was mostly your ball and you finished 8 under, that's impressive.
Well, because what happens is like I'll hit like a good tee shot and then so we'll use that and then I'll like duff one into the woods so we won't use that.
Guys,
and then
we'll use
like,
yours
yeah,
this
like,
time.
Like best ball, like hopefully I can help a little bit. But like if that was my own score, who knows what it would have been.
Should have invited a ringer.
We needed a ringer. Are you a ringer?
I might be.
If we've learned a lot about Shime,
he's
here.
A dominant closer with an eagle claw.
He throws
eagle
the eagle talon. The eagle talon was his changeup in Babe Ruth.
Do the chickens have large talons?
What do you shoot?
Not great. I was kidding.
All right.
We got we got trending. We'll find out what's on TV this weekend coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries, so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look in my eyes. What do you see? The cult of personality.
Back here at Dale Keefe Sports Radio, WEEI. We'll get into what's on this weekend. It's a busy sports weekend.
Gotta get to it.
Out of nowhere.
There's a lot we need to talk about.
There is. And we will get to it, I think.
I hope.
We'll see. Let's go to Rich in North Providence first. He wants to talk about the Sox. What's up, Rich?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. You know, let's not forget when I grew up watching Bart Starr, Jimmy Taylor,
let's not.
Paul Hornung, and Boyd Dowler, who caught the two TD passes.
Remember him. So he's got to go.
Do you drop him?
He's talking about Bart Starr.
A great quarterback.
What are we doing?
He wanted to give some love to a triplet trio that
a
he grew up.
A triplet trio?
Quick trigger finger over here, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Pretty sure he listed four names.
Yeah, also not the rules.
Right.
He's breaking the rules.
And if so, the
us.
Chiefs are a totally different team if you're allowed to put four in there.
Said he wanted to talk about the Red Sox.
I did get some texts during the break.
Did you?
About a number of things, but the one I'll talk about right now is the one that wanted to bring up, which we talked about in the office, Montana, Rice, Craig.
Yeah, that one's good. Craig kind of holds him down a little bit, but you have the best receiver of all time. You have top four.
That's a little like
all time.
Moss, Brady,
Maroney.
Craig's better.
Maroney.
But who knows? We might be thinking about Sony Michelle in a year or two as a certain thing. And finally, I also got a text on LeGarrette Blount. Wanted to add LeGarrette Blount to
Blount?
The. We were talking
scored
about.
Scored a lot of touchdowns. Like Brady, Gronk. Blount, Gronk.
Yeah. I know you and I weren't exactly the biggest Blount fans.
No, we weren't.
He blocked me on Twitter and various things.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah. I have a long list of those, though.
LeGarrette Blount blocked you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
How many Patriots have blocked you on Twitter that you know about?
Probably about a half dozen.
Okay.
Chandler Jones. Deion Lewis, LeGarrette Blount.
Wait a minute. Deion Lewis? Because I've interviewed Deion Lewis with you. And he was fine.
Yeah,
was that
then
after
we went. We had a little thing afterwards. I may have criticized him being at Fenway with a trophy, taking part in a Patriots celebration that I didn't feel like he really fit in with.
Really?
He told me to stop bleeping him off, quote unquote, and then blocked me.
Hold on a second. Really?
I didn't even understand the phrase.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I've had some run-ins with various guys.
Okay.
It happens. You know, it happens.
It does
happen. Business. You're not going to please everybody.
If it didn't happen, you weren't doing your job.
That's right. You want half of them to love you and half of them to hate you.
That's true. Now, they say this is a slow time in sports. I would say, au contraire, mon frère. This weekend, there's a lot of choices on the television. Red Sox, Dodgers, as we know. They start a series tonight.
World Series rematch,
it
baby.
Yep.
Dodgers looking to avoid becoming the Bills of baseball.
That's right. So it's huge. All bets are off. Price on Sunday, the one caller was really upset about that. Chris Sale,
2 days
tomorrow.
Too late for Price, really.
Rodriguez tonight. So you have Dodgers, Red Sox at Fenway. Eamon, what else do we have on sports-wise this weekend?
I mean, people are talking about it being slow. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where they're coming from.
No, they're wrong.
Would you like to watch some tennis this weekend, guys?
You know, Andy Hart is a sneaky, huge tennis fan.
And
I
unfortunately,
could see him watching,
Andy Hart, the elitist.
Oh, what happened to
screen
our
screen behind
here?
You, I lost.
What happened to that?
Nadal
it keeps
Federer.
Kind of flicking
oh,
on and
no.
off.
It's if
power outages, maybe?
So you have the Wimbledon final.
Women's final, Saturday, 9 a.m., Simona Halep, Serena Williams.
No Coco?
No Coco.
No, Coco got bounced. Yeah, no. Coco's out.
Vandeweghe or the other one.
Kiki. Nope.
The 15-year-old.
Nope. So Wimbledon women's on Saturday, men's on Sunday. Hart, you're going to watch this, aren't you?
Probably not.
No. Okay.
Nope.
It's probably going to be
what
a,
do you eat over there?
No
is that strawberries and cream?
Over
no, they
Wimbledon?
Do at Wimbledon.
I have no idea what they eat in Wimbledon.
Pretty sure they have strawberries and
breakfast
cream.
Breakfast at Wimbledon.
There was breakfast. There was fish and chips.
There was a rom-com
for
starring Kirsten Dunst called Wimbledon.
And no one saw that but you.
No, it was on the plane once. It was like a plane movie where like everybody gets the same movie. This was back before they had like choices.
Okay,
but even then you didn't really watch much of it.
Is it like Fever Pitch?
Yeah, but tennis.
Worse.
But tennis and worse. All right, so that's not really that appetizing. What else do we have?
How about golf? You guys golf fans?
I like golf.
Nope.
The John Deere Classic from Silvis, Illinois.
John Deere in Illinois. That's good.
It's not how fast you mow. It's how you mow fast.
It's actually a golf course sponsored by John Deere.
Right. I like that.
It's kind of interesting.
So that's all right. So tennis,
I'm guessing the
golf.
Mowers they use are John Deere.
Thank you.
Be weird if they were Cub Cadet.
It would be odd. It would be a tough. It'd be a tough sell. Well, all right. It's not really going great here.
Haven't hooked you yet?
No.
How about some soccer? How about some MLS soccer? Any interest?
No, I am not watching a men kick a ball until there's free pay, equal pay.
Free pay?
Whatever.
Everybody gets paid.
Going to have to sign up for ESPN Plus if you want to watch on Saturday, ESPN on Sunday.
No, thanks.
Have it.
All right, so soccer, tennis, golf, what else?
All right, save the best for last year.
Good, good, good.
How about the Cricket World Cup Final? Any interest?
Well, don't I have to dedicate like...
Isn't that like 2 days worth of
hours?
Stuff?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot of...
I'm not willing to go all in on that.
No. Go big or go home.
No.
I have another option.
This might be like a go to the movies weekend.
No, I get a live option.
A live option?
Monomoy, 12-year-old baseball tournament down the Cape. That's where I'll be.
I think I'd rather watch cricket.
Oh, whoa. These kids are giving it all they got. This is what sports is about. The youthful exuberance of Little League Baseball. You heathen.
I have a better one.
All right, good. What? Yeah.
Live event.
Yep.
Saturday afternoon. Shime and his friends are going to be playing drinking games.
Yes, for the love of God.
We've really...
Are you going to Twitch that out? Can we watch that?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I think I'm going to Periscope it this time.
Like there's
Twitter
else
Live, whatever it's called
about.
Now.
Oh, there might be. Oh, there
so a lot of athletic feats, let me tell you.
I guess, sounds like Dodgers, Red Sox.
I guess
Sox
Dodgers is it. So there's no like UFC or WWE or anything else you could throw out there? It's kind of a bad weekend.
WWE doesn't count.
It's a go outside weekend.
Yeah, enjoy. It's going to be beautiful. This rain has passed. The flooding is over.
Spend time with your kids, right?
Yes. No question.
I know what that's like now.
Do you?
As a vet. Yeah, she's 2 weeks old.
This is important time. Do you take your shirt off?
Every night.
Aren't you supposed to get like skin to skin? Do you do that?
I did it once. She didn't seem to really love that.
Is it skin to hair? I don't know how hairy you are.
Yeah, she was like, what is this?
She's like, what is this in my mouth?
This isn't comfortable at all. Yeah, I did try it once. But I don't think she was really about that. But I've heard that's what you're supposed to do.
The bond's never going to be built.
Probably not. I hold her, right? They say holding her is good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Maybe sing a little.
I do sing. Horrible voice.
What do you sing?
I make up songs.
Can't read books? It's important at this point.
Already?
Start the process. It's like a 401k.
What do you think she would like?
The earlier you begin, the better you are.
Like the Iliad?
Oh, no, I'd go Llama Llama, Red Pajama.
Okay, all right.
Good Night Moon. Something like that.
Green Eggs and Ham?
Go, Dog, Go. Yeah, the whole Dr. Seuss catalog would be good.
Oh, those are seen as sneaky racist these days.
The Dr. Seuss books are?
Yes.
Like the Lorax?
Not allowed in a lot of places.
Wait, is that right?
That is right. Look
so
it
Dr.
Up.
Seuss was a racist?
There's a little groundswell of support for that idea.
Oh, come on. I would have to. I don't make the ideas. I'm just
telling you how they work.
I would have to go back and read Fox and Socks and let you know what I think about that.
Put me in the zoo.
We just had a caller. Apparently, WWE in Springfield. You could go this weekend. How about that?
Mm, so a live sporting event.
Home of Mark James.
What, Springfield? Oh, Springfield is.
And he's a wrestling guy.
So maybe he'll probably be the
ring announcer.
He'll probably be there.
Dabbled.
One late addition here. We do have a UFC fight.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
So there you go. That's what you'll watch.
Durandamy versus Ladd. It's a women's title fight.
Good. Sign me up.
They get paid equal?
I don't think so.
No.
Although, well, no, because like even like the men, that scale there is all over the map. So like when Ronda Rousey was in there, I'm sure she was getting a ton of money.
But she's also eligible for like the win bonus, the knockout of the
night
bonus.
There's a lot of that.
All that crap,
they all
right?
have different contracts. But like some of the low-end fighters, men and women, make nothing. You're like, wow, you're getting your ass kicked for nothing.
Well, I think you go in planning to kick ass, not get ass kicked.
And then you win and you still get nothing. And you got to win enough. And then maybe changes.
Then you build a big name and you're Conor McGregor and you're making your own liquor.
All right, Andy Hart, we have what else you got coming up, including.
You got anything?
There is. We're going to get to a station announcement in the what else you got coming up next year on Dale and Keith.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, back here on Dale and Keith, you got OMF coming up at 2 o'clock. Who do we got in for the guys today?
I believe it is Mark James, Wiggy, and the one and only Big O.
Big Show.
There you go. Glenn Ordway. It is. It's like an old school.
It's not the Big Show, but it's a Big Show.
It's like the old Big Show.
Does he make
like,
it through it?
No.
That's an interesting mix of energy and opinions.
A lot of energy.
We'll see where Glenn ends up around 5:15.
I'm looking forward to it at 2 o'clock. Well, I don't know how else to say this, Andy Hart, but this is a significant change here at the radio station. And this news we found out today, and I'll read a tweet from Jerry Callahan, who was on this morning, and he tweeted out a little after noon today, "Well, that was fun. After 20 years in morning drive, I did my last show on WEEI this morning. Thanks to all who listened. Unfortunately, this ain't a movie. Sometimes the bad guys win. Much more to come." So from what we know, Jerry Callahan is no longer here at WEI after 2 decades. And somebody that you've had a chance to work with a decent amount here over the last few months.
Yeah. And I mean, I know he's a polarizing figure, right, which I actually think is good in radio.
It
it's what
is
you're
good.
Supposed
it's
to do.
It's been very good for a great career.
And he's a guy that certainly rubbed some people the wrong way, but had opinions. And even starting his career in Boston as, you know, arguably the best columnist in the city.
Yeah.
And then bringing, I think, that type of thought to the radio in various topics, obviously very politically motivated, politically driven, but also a guy that, you know, was sports. He had the background with Sports Illustrated. And to me,
yeah,
a morning show is, that's what a morning show is having some diverse opinions, and to do it for 20 years in a big market like Boston, whatever you think of him personally,
right,
he had a good run.
He had a great run, and that he was one of those guys that became synonymous with just all the topics. Like, you would, whatever happened over the weekend, you're like, Monday morning, people were locked in and with Dennis and Callahan,
right,
or Dennis and Callahan and Minahan, or Kirk and Callahan, Mutt and Callahan, whatever it was.
It was always Callahan,
and it was a staple of, you know, morning Boston sports talk.
And he even embraced Twitter. Like, you think maybe he's
he
the
did.
Old guy that
nope, you know, all in on that.
Embraced Twitter and, yeah, and was an entertaining follow on Twitter.
Yeah, so I mean, he will without a doubt be a big loss. And the news also comes with this. And so the Greg Hill morning show, the Hillman on WAAF, is going to be jumping over to WEEI. And if you go to our website right now, WEEI.com, there's an article written. There's quotes from all of these guys. And so the Hillman, who another guy who's been in Boston mornings for a long time,
yep,
he is going to be sliding over to the mornings here. And I believe that starts in 3 weeks.
July 29th, 6
right,
a.m.
You. You've read more of the article than I have. So that'll be July 29th. And also, as for Mutt, he is going to transition back to hosting the evenings, which has been a gap here. Like, let's face it, we have not had a night show since
Correct.
Mutt left. I've always thought it's very important to have a night show. I mean, maybe that's just oversimplistic, but I always thought that was weird that we didn't. They never really replaced Mutt. We've had a bunch of different guys, but no one person had that.
Really, the only person that could replace Mutt is
Mutt. And that's what
fills those shoes. Just reading the release put out by Entercom and WEEI today, it does sort of detail a little bit what the Greg Hill morning show will be on EEI.
Okay.
And he'll bring some of his present content. So if you're interested and have listened to him in the past, he'll bring that. Patriots Monday, obviously he'll be continuing the Tom Brady in-season weekly interview. And interesting, I find this, the show will also feature a monthly interview with Governor Charlie Baker, for those of you that want the political slant
so
of
you'll
things.
So you still get the politics.
So you're going to get politics, okay, you're going to get Tom Brady, you're going to get Patriots, you're going to get Hillman, you're going to get, you know, what he is.
Okay, so that will start on July 29th.
And I'm guessing you will become familiar because, you know,
that's our lead-in now.
Crossover lead-in.
That is the lead-in.
10 o'clock turns from Greg Hill to Dale and Keith.
I mean, the reality is, this business that you've also gotten yourself into now, Andy Hart, after leaving the friendly,
sure that's a good thing.
After leaving the friendly confines of Patriots.com, where everything is awesome,
when you're part of the team,
yeah,
it really was.
You get into radio, and this stuff can happen. We've seen a lot of turnover here at this very station over the last even just 5 or 6 years. You've seen a lot of people kind of come and go. You know, on the one hand, for someone like me, or for other people on the station, you know, it's got to. I think we're already motivated anyway. Like, you have to be motivated anyway, but you know that no job is forever. Nothing right. is locked in. Like, you got to work your ass off and keep going. So I feel badly for Jerry. It's not on his own terms. Like, that's the part that stinks.
Right.
And for a guy that has built up such a great reputation in the city and has been a part of so many successful shows, for him to not go out on his own terms. Like, that sucks, but it's also, unfortunately, the reality of radio.
Yeah, and as you read his tweet, and obviously he feels the bad guy won, not going out on his own terms, and that. But at some point, I think he maybe will look back and say, you know what? That's a damn good run. How many other people can say,
oh my God,
they went 20 straight years, and by the way, did so in an environment, in a type of show where you have to be opinionated on controversial topics? That's what that show was for years, with Dennis and Callahan and then Minahan and everything that it's been through. And he was the centerpiece of all of that and never afraid to share an opinion, even though it brought some negative feelings from people toward him, because that's the way it works.
Well,
you give honest opinions, you're going to piss some people off. He pissed some people off. Maybe in the end he pissed off the wrong person. Who knows?
I don't, yeah.
And maybe that cost him his job. But for 20 years, he was arguably the best in the city at stirring the conversation.
Yeah, because if everybody – I've always said this. If everybody likes you, not enough people are listening.
Right.
Like, that's not right. Like, if you look at like a podcast and it's only 5-star reviews, like, well, not enough people are listening.
Right.
Like, sorry, that's just what it is. Like, it's friends and family that are tuning in, or just only like positive things happen. So
a lot of people dislike you, so you're doing a fine job.
Yes. Oh, I've noticed that. The more the merrier. Bring it on.
The rich teeth crowd.
That's good. That helps me. That you need that.
Well, it's the old Howard Stern, and everybody quotes it, the 50-50 audience. They need to tune in because they like what you say, or they want to see what they're going to get angry about what you say.
And so, again, I do feel bad for Jerry, who, personally, we worked together for, 2.5, 3 years or whatever, but I did a couple of shows with him. He was always super nice to me, a guy that's been in the business forever, and then here comes this kid from another station or whatever. He was nice to me, so we say goodbye to Jerry Callahan here, or you and I do anyway. I'm
we'll
sure
never
OMF,
hear him say maggot.
I bet you'll hear him somewhere, though.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
I like when he yells maggot.
I don't think he's done. We'll see what happens from there. And, you know, there's going to be an opportunity for a lot of guys, including Glenn Ordway, to weigh in on this. Somebody who has known Jerry for a very long time. I'm fascinated to hear what Glenn is going to have to say. No Lure Christian today. It is going to be Wiggy and Mark James, but with Glenn. And so I really want to hear what those guys have to say about Callahan. So, again, if you're just joining us, Jerry Callahan out at WEEI. The Greg Hillman Morning Show from WAAF will be taking over starting on July 29th. So a lot to digest there. Great job by Shime and Eamon producing the show today. Andy Hart, always a pleasure, sir.
Great job by you. You didn't cry.
I made it through. I've gotten better. I didn't cry when Rossi left. I didn't cry when Jerry left.
You've been desensitized.
I didn't cry when Holly left either.
Well, you did.
I was sick as a dog that day.
Tape doesn't lie.
No, well, it can be. It can be doctored, Eamon. You know, it's 2019, for God's sakes.
We wouldn't do that.
All right, OMF with Ordway, Wiggy, and James is next. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.